question is about the identity of another pundit. He's described that he's Radharani's form in Gauralila as Lord Chaitanya is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Krishna takes the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Gauralila as Vishnu Tattva, and Gadara takes the form, Radharani takes the form of Gadara Pandita Shakti Tattva in Gauralila, and Narada Muni takes the form of Shiva's Thakur as Shiva Tattva. So how, and it's said, I haven't read this, maybe Gorga and Shiva, I don't remember, but some people, Gadara Parva or whatever, I don't know, they say Gadara Pandita is combination of Radharani and Lita Sakhi. So the question is, what is the question?
There's a service of Gadara Pandit to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu change when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes into the mood of Srimati Radharani.
Lord Chaitanya, when he's in the mood of Krishna, he's in Navadvipa before sannyas. After sannyas, even before sannyas, he started entering the Radha Bhav and the Mahabhava Radharani. So when Lord Chaitanya went to Puri, Gadara Pandita went with him, and he kept Gadara Pandita at a distance. He didn't keep Gadara Pandita in the Gambhira Lila. Gambhira Lila, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was with Lita Vishaka in the form of Sri Dhanaras Lita, and Vishaka is drawn on the right. So he kept, he put Gadara Pandita as Radharani, he put Radharani with Krishna. Put Radharani with Gopinath, totally Gopinath. Became the majority there. And but to show his respect and because of the loving bondage that Krishna has for Radharani and Gaura has for Gadara, Gauranga went every day to hear Bhagavatam and take darshan of Gopinath, totally Gopinath. So there, Gadara Pandit served Lord Chaitanya by speaking of Bhagavatam. And Chaitanya Bhagavat says that Gadara Pandit recited the story of Prahlad Maharaj 100 times. He went through all the chapters of the seventh canto about Prahlad Maharaj 100 times. The whole story of Dhruva Maharaj 100 times to Lord Chaitanya. So here is Radharani in the form of Gadara speaking about Prahlad and Dhruva, not speaking about Rasa-lila. All about Rasa-lila and all those things Krishna heard from Lalita Vishaka. So to prevent Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Puri was in Radhabhav, so he didn't want to associate with Gadara in the mode of Radharani or Lalita. He associated with Gadara in the mode of a pandit, Gadara Pandit, and Dasyarati. And even the way, you see the way that Gadara taught the Bhagavatam, he taught Dhruva Shiksha and Prahlad Shiksha. Dhruva Shiksha and Prahlad Shiksha. But when he was with Lita Vishaka, Sudhanar, right around in Gambhira, he talked all about Rasila, all about Gita Govinda, and Jagannathava Natakam, and all these Krishna Karamrita, all these things about Radha and Krishna. That's all I can say about Gadara. I don't know that much about Gadara Tattva, especially in Puri. That's my perception of it. May not be correct also. I'll say that. But I haven't heard too much. I didn't ask my guru about these particular subjects. It's only what I understand from my studies.